silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Occupied France in 1943, the French resistance carried out their tasks of sabotage, tracked and hunted by the Gestapo. A grim game of blind man's buff, plot and counterplot.
Commandant. Sir, he is here at last. Send him in.
Yes, right away, your dogs. I've been waiting for him. Don't you know better than to keep the commandant or the Gestapo waiting?
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler, you're late.
It was unavailable here, commandant. Your orders?
My orders were for you to get certain information for me. Have you done so?
Yes, Herr Commandant.
Good. You have their names? All their names?
Everyone, Herr Commandant.
Hey, you have done well. The Third Reich will reward you. We are generous to those who serve us well. How many names?
16. 14 men and 2 women.
Excellent. And they are the leaders?
The leaders are the representatives of their Maquis group.
It does not matter whether they call themselves leaders or representatives. They are the brains behind each of the resistance groups.
Yes, Herr Commandant.
Yeah, so. You will catch the brains of 16 of these Maquis bands.
15, Herr Commandant.
You said there were 16 men.
2 of them belong to the group here in Amiens. Jacques Duclos and his wife Manette. But the others, Marcel Lemus is from a Paris district. So is the girl, Maxine.
I am not concerned with names now.
You know where each one is staying here in Amiens?
Yes, Herr Commandant. I have the addresses here.
Give it to me. Yeah. We will arrest each and every one of these cattle.
No, Herr Commandant.
Certainly not.
The Gestapo will visit them at 3 o'clock in the morning. That is the best time for such business. Time when people are befuddled with sleep, you understand?
Yes, Herr Commandant.
The Third Reich rules these dogs by fear. And the Third Reich's instrument of fear is the Gestapo. When the Gestapo strikes, they strike with terror. Not only to those whom we take, but among their neighbors who are left, you understand?
The Herr Commandant could not put it more admirably.
I arrange such matters with artistry. Imagine. It is the middle of the night. They're all sound asleep. Suddenly, the knock. Only the Gestapo knocks at such a time. The crash of rifle butts breaking down the door. We do not wait for them to open. They are huddled in their night clothes. Cold, half dazed. We wreck the apartment in our search. And we leave with our victims. The Gestapo has struck.
Jacques? Jacques, are you better?
At this hour of the morning, no, I am fast asleep.
If I pinch you...
Oh, very well, I was fast asleep.
I'm sorry.
No matter. Can you not sleep on it?
No. Oh, Jacques, I am afraid.
What is troubling you?
But it was so bad, I don't know. But I feel that something is wrong.
Oh, that is not like you, my darling.
Perhaps not. I think one day that Gestapo will catch us.
Oh, no, we are most careful. We shall not have long to wait now.
For what?
Soon our allies will land. Then the war will be over and we shall be free.
Sometimes I cannot imagine that will ever happen.
It must. That is what we work for. Our future, our children.
The children we cannot have. The children we dare not have now. Oh, Jacques, how much longer must we wait?
Here, perhaps 2. A little more patience, my darling.
If we are still alive.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Yes, I do. That English agent, I do not trust him.
But why? They have all come to Amiens to meet him. He has come from London.
Suppose...
It
Suppose he is a spy.
He was dropped from an aircraft. You helped bury the parachute.
He could have been dropped by the Luftwaffe.
But he has credentials, impeccable credentials.
They can be forged?
No, no, my little one, you worry too much. We are checking with London. He himself suggested it.
We shall not hear from London until tomorrow. That may be too late.
Now you have made me worried. I wonder, is it possible? Tell me, why do you think he's a spy?
I don't know. That it would be so terrible, I don't know. Perhaps it is his eyes. They are so cold.
And perhaps it is your imagination.
No, there is something. Oh, if only I could remember.
He knew the password.
No, he could have got it from one of our people. Some of our people have been captured. A man can only stand so much in the hands of the Gestapo.
Yes, that is true. If you are right, it's serious, very serious. There are key men in Amiens tonight. But I hope you are not right.
We shall soon know. Jacques, he talked too much about La Belle France and patriotism. The English do not talk like that.
There is the Derrière.
I'm right there here.
Manette, my darling. Manette.
Goodbye, my husband.
Break it down.
I'm afraid we cannot see any children.
Stay a little longer, Maxine.
You know I would like to stay with you always, Marcel. But this is not bad.
I know. I shall be glad when we are back there.
It has been worthwhile to talk to this British agent. But I shall be relieved when it is tomorrow. And we can leave on your
own. I wish you did not have to go. But I'm afraid the patrol might pick you up.
I must go before it is light, darling. If I am seen leaving...
I know, it would be dangerous. You must walk by the cafe in the morning so that I may know you are safe.
Oh, yes. At 9 o'clock, darling. Then I will take the train.
And tomorrow night I shall see you in Paris. Maxine, my darling. No. Best that you go quickly.
The next time the patrol has passed...
I will look and see.
Wait. I will put the light out. Now look.
The patrol is just turning the corner into this street. Another 5 minutes and it will be safe.
Then I will put on my coat. Do you still love me as much as ever?
A little rabbit. How could I not love you?
Then I can go with a warm heart. Is the patrol out of sight?
Not yet. Wait a few minutes. Maxine!
What is it?
Lorries drawing up outside. The Gestapo.
The Gestapo? They're coming here?
Yes, quickly, darling. Come through the skylight. Onto the roof. I will lift you. Goodbye, my darling.
You are coming.
No, they know I am here. If I come, they will follow and catch us both.
I am not going.
Little rabbit, you must.
Without you, I do not want to leave.
You must go. I could not bear to see you in the hands of the Gestapo. I should have to watch. That I could not do. Close the skylight. Go quickly.
Ivanov,
what do you want?
Ivanov, I will break down the door.
All right, I'm coming.
Sorry, you are dressed, right?
I said, why are you dressed?
I study at night.
You're lying. Answer me when I speak. I say you're lying.
I study at night.
Who else has been here?
No one.
Where? Who else has been here?
I shall tell you nothing, you filthy...
Don't kill him, you fool! We want them all alive!
Marcel, it is morning, my friend. Is your wound troubling you?
A little. I hoped they would kill me.
You may be sure they will do that.
Are we in Gestapo headquarters, Jacques?
No. In a cell in Amiens prison.
And the rest?
In cells in this block.
Manette. Did they get Manette?
Yes, my little Manette.
Oh, Jacques. What
nothing. We can only hope they will kill us quickly. That would be merciful.
Maxine, is she...
No, I do not think so. How did she escape?
She was with me. They did not know. I get her out of the skylight just before they come in.
And then she's free. One out of 16. That British agent was the Gestapo spy.
Maxine was suspicious of him all along. She will tell the others. They will try and rescue us.
Rescue us? My friend, we are in Amiens prison. If they try to break in, they will all be killed.
So? But I think they will try.
No, Simon will take over the Amiens group. He is sensible.
You mean?
The Gestapo would like them to try. That is why we are in Amiens prison.
Are they going to question the prisoners, Herr Commandant?
Of course. They are going to tell us all the names of each of their groups.
They will not talk easily.
Perhaps not. But they will talk in the end. They are experts, as you should know.
We start today?
No, no. I'm waiting for the men from Paris. They will be here tomorrow.
The experts?
Yes. Here they are crude. Sometimes they kill men too soon. We have specially trained men in Paris who do not let a man die until they have got the information we need.
Berlin will be pleased.
Assuredly. As soon as we had made our capture, I sent a signal.
The Führer himself will be informed.
Ah, pity we did not get out the girl, this Maxine.
Well, we will get her later.
Doubtless. And we have one woman. Paris gets results quicker if there's a woman. Their men do not like to see them suffer.
It should be interesting.
Yeah. I think we might celebrate with a little drink.
Geheime Staatspolizei. At once. At once. The Commandant, it is the Führer.
What? Give it to me.
Commandant? Yes, mein Führer. Thank you, mein Führer. But we were going to question them.
No, 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 no.
I would not presume to question your orders, mein Führer. Of course they shall be obeyed immediately. Yes, mein Führer.
Well. Oh.
The Führer orders that they are to be shot tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock precisely in the courtyard of Amiens prison as an example to the whole of France.
But if they are shot, we shall not be able to question
them. The Führer has given his instructions.
Of course, of course.
We will post notices of the execution in the town. Their friends may attempt to rescue.
They cannot succeed.
Of course not. But let us hope they try. We will have machine guns over the prison gates. Anyone who comes within 50 yards to be shot. Let them try. Let them come. They will only keep an appointment with death.
Tomorrow morning at 8 in the prison courtyard. Notices are posted up in the town. Orders from Hitler himself. There is nothing we can do.
Nothing? Have you not a Marquis group in Amiens? Have you not desperate and bitter men with courage?
If there were any chance, I would try. You know that, Maxine. But I cannot throw the lives away uselessly.
If I have to do it myself...
You would merely get yourself killed. That would not save myself.
I don't care. I must do something.
Come over here to the window, Maxine. And now take these binoculars. And look.
At what?
At that big, grim building. Strong as a castle. That is Amiens prison. You cannot see into the courtyard. The walls are 30 feet high and 3 feet thick. Anyone approaching within 50 yards tomorrow morning will be shot.
We could storm the gates with hand grenades.
Observe, they are 20 feet high. They are made of heavy iron. Hand grenades would scarcely dent them.
Dynamite. We could use dynamite as we did with the tank.
I tell you, we cannot get near the gates. They have mounted machine guns over them.
Yes. You are right. It is hopeless.
Yes. We would need a bomb to get into that prison. Not hand grenades.
Yes. A bomb?
A large bomb. We have no large bombs. And if we had, we could not get one there.
London?
What do you mean?
We must tell London on the radio. The RAF have bombs, and they will get them there.
Yes, yes, we could ask them. But we should not be able to break into their cells.
No! The RAF must bomb the gates when our men are taken into the courtyard.
But they might be hit.
It is a chance. The RAF can be very accurate. Do you not remember the Renault factory? When they bombed that, none of the houses round it were touched.
True, true, but there is also a matter of time. They will not bring them into the courtyard until 3 minutes to 8. They may be a minute late. That makes 2 minutes to 8, and at 8 they are dead.
If the planes came in at 2 minutes to 8, we could be waiting.
I do not think they could possibly time an attack so accurately. So many things could go wrong. There would be no margin.
We can ask them if they will try.
Yes, we could. I will tell Henri to get a message over the radio to London immediately.
Here's the group captain, boys. Quiet, chaps. Quiet. All right, chaps. Here's the gen. Now shut that window, will you? Thank you. Smoke if you wish. That is, carry on smoking. Are all the crews here, squadron leader?
Yes, sir. 3 crews.
Good. There's a bit of a flap on about this particular jaunt. It's going to be a bit tricky. The ABM is very anxious we should pull it off. I'm coming along with you. I'll be in your kite, Devin.
Oh, good, sir. Where are we going?
Amiens. Here we are on this map.
Oh, a short trip, sir.
Yes, now, have a good look at these mosaics. This is the town of Amiens, and this is the prison. There are 14 men and a woman due to be shot there by the Gestapo tomorrow morning at 8.
And we aim to arrive first? Is that the idea, sir?
Yes. And now this is the drill. We blow the gates in here. The Marquis will have men outside.
We'll have to be smack on target then, sir.
Very much so. Those who are going to be shot will be in the courtyard here.
Getting a bit close. I think we'd better have a go on the bombing range this evening, sir.
Yes, I'm having some gates fixed up. I want to see them knocked down without fail on the first run.
No dummy runs. Roger, should be fairly straightforward.
There is one small item. Time of arrival.
Oh, must be before 8, of course.
It's not quite as simple as that. They don't bring the men into the courtyard until 3 minutes to 8. I see you've all got the idea.
So we'll have just 3 minutes margin, sir.
No margin at all. They might be a minute late coming out. If we arrive too soon, they won't fetch the mine.
I see what you mean, sir. And if we're a minute late, then they'll never get out.
That's it. So we arrive over target at 2 minutes to 8 precisely.
Why, I say, sir, that's
asking a lot, I know. But this squadron is going to do it. Understand, everybody? We blow those gates in at exactly 2 minutes to 8.
Down the stairs. You, get up. Stand in front of me.
He cannot. He is delirious.
Wake him up. I'm going to talk to him.
He is feverish, Herr Commandant.
And I wake him.
He is wounded. He should have attention.
There is no need. He will be dead in an hour.
You are going to kill us?
It is now 7 o'clock. You will all be shot in exactly 1 hour in the courtyard.
My wife, she has not done anything. You cannot shoot her. She knows nothing.
She will be shot with the rest of you.
This wounded man, he cannot move.
Then the rest of you will carry him. For the moment, you may reflect on your own stupidity and the fact that you all have 1 hour left to live.
The mother of the
some coming up, sir.
Yes, as far as I can check at present, we're about 45 seconds late, Dick.
No, we'll make it up, sir.
We'll have to. We'll check time over Abbeville. We should go over there at 12 minutes to 8.
Roger. Yes, Philly, this isn't a trip to Paris, sir. I'd like to have a look at it again. You saw a little Popsy there, sir.
Paris, the murky detail.
But she was a nice Popsy. A big, warm-hearted girl.
Kind-hearted? If she looked twice at you.
Oh, yes, that too. Maxine, something or other. Yeah, probably hooked up with some Johnny in the Resistance by now, sir.
Well, it's hardly likely she's pining for you, David.
No. I wouldn't mind seeing her again, though. She might like to see me.
Not if she's in her right mind. Look out! Messerschmitt!
Hand in the sun, boys!
Here they come. So they mean business.
Nice shooting, Charlie. You've got one, I think. Yes? Yes, he's going down.
Keeper George has been hit. Smoke from the starboard engine. He's turning off, keeping the fire away from the tanks.
We'll have to go with him, sir. They're coming in again.
Oh, the skipper, squadron leader. Here they come. Persistent devils.
Wait till you see the whites of their eyes this time, Charlie.
Two, damage. They're turning for her. Looks as though they've had enough.
Keeper George seems all right. We've got the fire out.
I'm turning back onto course.
Yes, he's still tagging along with us. Trust old Tommy not to miss a party.
What time is it, Seymour?
8:10. There is no need for you to come with us, Maxine.
I am coming. If the RAF get here in time.
There's one thing that worries me. They will hear the aircraft.
Oh. We often hear planes fly over. They will not know until the bombs. Then we must move quickly.
We will be ready as soon as we hear them.
Surely we should hear them by now, in the distance.
We should. There's nothing. The sky is empty.
Abbeville coming up, sir. Now.
7:50 and 30 seconds. We're 2.5 minutes late.
Yes. Darn, Messerschmitt. I'll give a full throttle. We should just make it.
We must. We've got to get there.
And we'll have a bash, sir. Oops. Have that tree cut down for the next time I pass.
Give a full throttle. We've got to make it.
Put me down, Jacques. I will walk the last bit.
Can you manage, Masquette?
It is not far across the courtyard, and I shall not have to stand for long. Now I can lean against the wall.
I will stand next to you. Manette, my darling, you stand on the other side. So.
Bye, Scott. Look!
Goodbye, Manette, my darling.
Goodbye, Maxine. Wherever you are.
Stand up straight, you dog!
We are in the courtyard. I heard them singing the Marseillaise.
The planes are too late.
Do not despair, Maxine. There is still time.
No. You should hear them. There is no sound at all. It is the end, Simon. The end.
1:45:08.
Look! Oh, there they are!
They're just clearing the rooftops. That is why we did not hear them before.
Oh, they are so big! I did not expect to. They are frightened.
Come right overhead! Three Lancasters!
Chaps, you bagged a lot. All looking very pleased down there. Nothing more for us to do.
Look at them. Look at them, sir. They're waving like mad.
Well, come on, let's get back and have some breakfast.
No pity. I could have gone down and made a date for tonight.
You've got a date for tonight. Berlin.
Listening for another mounting drama of action and suspense when we again bring you The 11th Hour.